flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just got back from vacation. We went on spring break down in Houston. We went to the Texas Livestock Show and Rodeo, and we went in the family's RV. So we were at the RV park, and, you know, we had our little bin for plastics. We had our little bin for regular trash. And so when they got full, we separated everything, and we went walking, and we found the trash dumpster. And we kept walking and kept walking, found no place to do our recycling. So we went to the office at the RV park and they said, oh, just put it in the trash. And my kids lost their whole minds. Because let me tell you something about Minnesota. We believe in recycling. We are leaders in recycling. We are leading the nation with the way we recycle. And my kids were like, Mom, this is what we're going to do. So we're going to just collect all of our plastics and we're going to just take them back. To me. I was like, baby, we're not going to take up. We don't have enough room on the RV to take all the plastics back home to Minnesota to recycle. But that really bothered them. They were not happy with that. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to talk to Andrea McKinnon because a girlfriend is over there. She's an environmental health supervisor with outreach and engagement in Ramsey County. And she is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Andrea, let me just tell you something, girlfriend. You have done your job with this outreach because our young people, our kids are leading the way with regard to making sure we recycle. I was content to put the plastic right in the trash can when I did my due diligence, separating it, and I did not have a place to put it in the RV park where we were staying. My kids were just, they insisted that we bring all those plastic bottles back home so we could recycle them properly. So, girl, your outreach is working.
Oh, I love hearing that. And yay, kids, they're leading the way. They're really leading the way. This matters a lot to them.
It does. How did you get the buy-in for the children? You know, they are really showing us the way. They're making sure we do our part. They're making sure, you know, my kids even go into the trash can. If we have guests who don't, you know, separate things properly, we'll go in the trash and get them. Or they will, in their own little sweet kid way, inform them of how we do business here when it comes to recycling.
I love hearing that. You know, it's easy with the kids. I think they're growing up in a way, thinking about these things in a way that I sure didn't. So mm-hmm. It comes really naturally for them. I think you just learn it once, and I think they care and they get it. And then they want others to follow suit.
And, you know, you're trying to teach old dogs like me new tricks. I know that six metro counties are teaming up. I've seen the Clear Channel billboards all around town. It's this new Recycling Exists public education campaign. Mm-hmm. My county, Washington County, is involved. Carver, Dakota, Hennepin, Scott. Talk to me about this campaign and what it's all about. Because it's so funny to me, the part of it is like recycling is real and it works. You know, is it an educational campaign, an awareness campaign, a call to action?
I'd say all of the above. We at okay. Ramsey County had been getting more and more questions like, you know, is recycling worth it? Does it work? Are my recyclables actually being recycled? And we heard from our colleagues at neighboring counties who are getting those similar questions. So we came together for this Recycling Exists campaign to say yes to all of those questions. Yes, it works. Yes, it's worth it. Yes, your recyclables are being recycled. In fact, here in Minnesota, it's law that if you're putting the right things in your recycling cart or dumpster, your hauler needs to recycle them. And that happens here. We have a great system, a system that our residents should have faith in. And the campaign's all about sharing that message, reassuring people that it works well here. Recycling is local, so it's really different from place to place. You were just talking about your trip and how it was not working the same where you were. Here in Minnesota, we have a really strong recycling system, and we wanted to tell people about it and reassure them. So the campaign called Recycling Exists features a group of mythical creatures, including a unicorn and a dragon, and they are bummed out that people don't think that they're real. And they are contrasted with facts about how recycling works here and messaging that recycling is real, recycling exists, trying to give people reassurance that this is a great system we have here, something to be proud of, and definitely something to participate in.
And, you know, one of the things that I didn't know about, you know, just kind of as my kids, when you did this campaign, I just have to tell you, this is why you get the buy-off from the kids. Unicorn. It's a wrap. It's over. We're going to Google. Anytime there is a unicorn on anything, Andrea, girl, it's Google. What is that? Mom, give let me borrow your phone. What are you talking about? There's a billboard up there with the unicorn on it. And so we're doing a deep dive into why the unicorns and what's going on with the campaign. And so this is the thing that we're learning, you know, just again, through these kids, through, you mm-hmm. know, their quest for more information and how they can save the planet and how they can do their part at 9, 10, 11, 17 years old, is they're finding out information about how recycling works. Girl, look, I'm just going to put it in the blue bin. I'm going to put it on the curb. Y'all do what y'all want to do with it. I, you know, not that I don't care, but, you know, I'm just doing my part. They're like, Mom, the glass bottles go to St. Paul, and the cans, they go to Winona, and then, you know, they're made into new plastic bottles in Wisconsin and Ohio. Girl, this is a whole process for y'all, and a lot of this stuff is local, isn't it?
Yes, which is great, which is something to be proud of. So it keeps these resources nearby. It helps local businesses. Also, when we start sending all these materials all over the country or the world, all that energy that ships stuff around just makes recycling make a bit less sense. So that all our materials stay so close, or most of them do, makes our system work better. So something for folks to be proud of and one more reason to participate.
And the main reason to participate for me is jobs. Recycling is an industry. Talk to me about that, Andrea. This is a whole, you know, when we were coming up, there were no recycling jobs. You know, if there was, it was like one or two for the whole state. And now this is an industry with hundreds of jobs here locally in these six metro counties and thousands, tens of thousands of jobs across the country.
Right. In Minnesota, it's about 78,000 jobs that are supported by the recycling industry. So a lot
girl,
of jobs.
Girl, back up. Say that number again, girl. Did you say 78,000? See, I was content at a couple of hundred. 78,000 jobs because right. of recycling. Okay, girl, I'm sorry. You just had to back that up for me. Okay, keep going, girl.
And these are jobs where people, you know, they're making a difference. So they're jobs that people can feel good about. I also want to note that not recycling actually costs money. So when we recycle, we're capturing valuable material and that generates a profit. Not recycling, Minnesota taxpayers are paying to dispose of all that. So we end up spending a lot of money to trash things if we're not recycling them. So one more reason to recycle.
Okay, now you got to give us a website. Where can folks go to give us more information, to get more information? Because they're hearing us talk. They're saying, yep, I got to do better. I got to do my part. My kids are trying to get me to do what I need to do to help our planet. So where can folks go to get more information so that their kids don't have more knowledge than they do about this?
Visit recyclingexists.com. You'll see the fun unicorn that you were talking about there. Facts about how to recycle, right? Information about how it all works, like where things go, what they get made into. You can find all of that at recyclingexists.com.
Well, thank you, Andrea McKinnon, so much for being a part of the show, for spending some of your Sunday night with me. Have a great work week, and we will chat soon.
Thank you.